Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Great pleasure of welcoming on SBS French, Jessica Bridgefoot. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you are the Bendigo Art Gallery Director. And we're going to be talking about Pinpi. I hope I'm pronouncing everything correctly. Pinpi goes to Paris. It's an exhibition of contemporary Australian Indigenous fashion and design creatives. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, thank you. And Pinpi is how you pronounce it. Well done. So Pinpi is actually a Kanju word, which is from East Cape York region of Australia, and it means seasons. Mm-hmm. And seasons underpins the whole curatorial premise or the themes within the exhibition. So the exhibition is based around the Indigenous themes, which kind of range from seasons, which range from between 5 to about 14 seasons per year, and that's the way that the exhibition is laid out. So to give you some context, that this is the first Indigenous fashion exhibition, or the largest in Australia, and we're very excited that this exhibition is touring to Paris. And the original exhibition featured over 90 garments drawn from all around Australia. And as the title, Pinpi, infers, the exhibition does follow the Indigenous season. So the garments are grouped into sections of the wet season, cool season, the season of regeneration, so when flowers come out. And when the turtles lay their eggs. And then there is the cool season as well, which includes, sort of beautiful garments and possum skin cloaks, as well as, of course, a streetwear section, which is called Black and Deadly. So the exhibition will be touring to Paris in January, and we think that this is definitely the first of its kind to be presented in Paris. So it will be fascinating to see how it's received.
A world premiere. So the exhibition was curated by Shonae Hobson, I believe?
Yes, that's right. And Pinpi is Kanju, which is Shonae's grandmother's language for seasons. So it was a very initially a personal exhibition, taking that story and then sort of extending it in, what really is, I think, such a generous gesture of culture and storytelling. And I think that is what really sets Indigenous Australian fashion apart, in that it is a confluence of storytelling and ancient culture with, a contemporary sort of sensibility, and definitely in a contemporary sense something to say. So each of the garments in the exhibition have their own story to tell about being on country or dreaming, as well as being absolutely beautiful and wearable.
And the other designers are of Indigenous background?
Yes, so all of the designers in the exhibition are Indigenous. Some of the garments that are in the exhibition are collaborations between garment makers and artists who paint directly onto the fabric, or screen print as well. So some of the garments, like, for example, the Hope Veil garments, very much look like wearable art, in that they're, highly colourful and yeah, sort of patterned, as well as being quite sculptural. The original exhibition featured over 70 artists and designers, and the touring exhibition features 50 artists and designers.
So the exhibition is being facilitated by the federal government and also by Creative Victoria's strategic program?
Yes, it's part of a big presentation, which I believe is called Australia Now in Paris, and obviously has been staged to coincide with Eau Couture Week in Paris. So not only will there be an exhibition at the Australian Embassy Gallery, which is a beautiful gallery, but there'll also be an exhibition, a pop-up exhibition, at the BHV department store in Marais, during the Fashion Week. And so we're pretty excited about that because I think that also gives the artists and designers an opportunity to sort of showcase their work in a retail and commercial setting as well. So hopefully there'll be lots of exposure for the designers and some good things will come out of this because I think Indigenous fashion, you know, is definitely kind of the next exciting export for Australia. We know that there's a huge appetite for Indigenous Australian design and, you know, particularly painting and art, but fashion is certainly the kind of next exciting industry, I think, that's starting to burgeon. And, yeah, it's very exciting to be a part of it and you know, we just hope that, you know, all good things come out of this and the more attention on Indigenous Australian designers, the better.
Fantastic news. And we take the opportunity, because you are the director of the Bendigo Art Gallery, to ask you some questions about some of the exhibitions that are on at the moment over summer for the kids.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we've got quite a great range of exhibitions on at the moment. So we've got some beautiful contemporary artworks from our collection out on display, some recent acquisitions and some old favourites, including our gorgeous Patricia Piccinini Young Family, which is always a delight for young kids and families. But we also have the Arthur Guy Memorial Painting Prize, which is a big contemporary survey of Australian painting now. And an exhibition that we've curated with a curator called Noor Shkembi. And that exhibition is called Soul Fury, and it features the work of women artists of Islamic heritage, Australian and international artists, and brings them together in this really large survey of you know, Islamic contemporary art, which is a fascinating show, and that will be on all over summer.
And next year you've got Elvis direct from Graceland.
Yes, we do. We're very much looking forward to Elvis, and it's an exhibition that, you know, we've been talking about for a long time. We do tend to have a focus on fashion and design and celebrity as well as contemporary art, but, you know, we do love a good sort of celebrity fashion show, and my gosh, like, who better than Elvis to focus on, you know, what incredible style he had, and a style that still absolutely resonates today. So that's a show that we've curated with the Graceland Archives, and many of the objects in the exhibition, which are pretty outrageous, like the gold-plated telephone he had on his bedside table, are coming over, and they've never left the gates of Graceland. So it's a real opportunity for, you know, people that are interested in Elvis, obviously, or music, but also interested in pop culture to come and have a look at, I guess, you know, the 20th century sort of original celebrity. He's certainly probably one of the most iconic figures of our time.
Jessica Bridgewood, thank you so much for coming on to SBS French and speaking about Pinpi Goes to Paris, and all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.